I'm Cody from Game Life Balance US, a proud member of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the one you're listening to now. The opinions expressed are those of each individual. Check out all the other geeky podcasts at GunnaGeekNetwork.com and get ready because geekiness begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. It's a podcast by fans exploring the weekly Marvel Comics issues and news. We're not experts, just a few lifelong Marvel comic fans that want to share our weekly love of new and classic Marvel comic issues. Featuring Lauren's Mutant Musings.
We have Storm being an amazing team leader, as if there was ever any doubt of that.
Featuring Black Adam's S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Reports.
In this issue, the Howling Commandos attack the dock. Rather than trying to take or destroy the base, they're attempting to steal the three helicarriers that are based there.
And featuring Neil's Mighty Marvel Moments.
And I even read this issue to my three-year-old niece, who got really good at yelling, Hellcat! And She-Hulk!
This podcast is not produced, maintained, owned, or directed by Marvel Comics, the Disney Corporation, Fox, Sony, ABC, or Marvel Studios. All characters, situations, and stories are properties of Marvel Comics. Stand by for your weekly Marvel Comic debriefing. I'm Haley from Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D., and you are listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.
Now it's time for your scheduled Marvel comic book debriefing. I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer, your host to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. This podcast covers Marvel comics that were released for the week starting May 25th, 2016. This time on Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition, Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report covers Mockingbird number 3. And Lauren's Mutant Musings discusses Extraordinary X-Men number 10. As always, if you want to hear more about the ABC television show Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Marvel's Daredevil Jessica Jones, and Luke Cage on Netflix, and the general Marvel comic universe, please check out the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast found at GetAGeek.com. And now, Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report.
This is Consultant Black Adam, and this week I'm here with your mission report for Mockingbird number 3. Issue 3 came out this week, written by Chelsea Kane with art by Kate Nimzik. The issue starts with flashbacks to Mockingbird as a kid, trying desperately to get superpowers. While she gave up hope for a while, she realized she could be a hero mostly without powers. Cut to the current day, and she's called in to help deal with a 12-year-old girl who spontaneously developed powers and accidentally trapped her friends in a bubble. It's being treated as a hostage situation, but she can't control her powers, and it's up to Mockingbird to talk her down and protect both her and the people around her. This was definitely my favorite issue of Mockingbird so far. The plot was simple but well executed, paralleling Bobby's situation with that of the child. While it doesn't seem to tie into the larger mystery too much, it introduced the possibility of random superpowers not tied to mutation or Terrigen, possibly explaining the powers Bobby manifested in the first issue. Mockingbird number 4 will be released on June 29th. Guest starring Hawkeye, Clint Barton is about to be dissected by rogue scientists in an underwater base at the bottom of the Marianas Trench, and it's up to Bobby to save him. I'll be back next week to review Secret Warriors number 17.
Aren't we all like Bobby Morris trying to get superpowers as a kid? This is probably one of the most super relatable comic book superhero characters issues in a while. Although Mockingbird doesn't have a chance to complete a fully successful mission, I'll call this a win for Agent 19, although it may have some ramifications in the future. Next up on Longbox Edition, Lauren's Mutant Musings.
Hey X-Fans, there's only one comic for the week of May 25th, 2016, Extraordinary X-Men number 10 by writer Jeff Lemire and artist Humberto Ramos. This is more adventures in limbo, and everything is terrible. We have magic teaching Sapna, which is pretty much the only happy point of the issue, and even then, it's kind of bittersweet. Other than that, we have everybody fighting, you know, Horsemen of Apocalypse Colossus, and also a bunch of goblin demon things. We have Forge being a jealous ex about Storm because, in case you didn't know, they dated for a while back in the 90s. And then, at the very end, to top it all off, we get Old Man Venom. So, it looks like things can't get any worse, and somehow I'm pretty sure they will. That's it for this week. Stay tuned for next week, and remember, mutant and proud.
I'm hoping for a payoff coming soon in this series because this was a rough past couple of issues for me to get through. As a lead into Fox's Studios X-Men Apocalypse, this story seems a little bit forced at this point in the series. Hopefully, future issues will start to bring this all together. Thank you, Black Adam, for taking us through direct S.H.I.E.L.D.-related comic series like Mockingbird. Adam is our S.H.I.E.L.D. comic specialist here on Longbox Edition, and if you want to talk to Adam about anything from the comics, look him up on Twitter at starsaber_222. Also, thank you very much, Labrat Lauren. I cannot wait to get through more of the mutant-related comics as the weeks get closer to the X-Men Apocalypse film release. Listener, if you have a favorite Apocalypse comic storyline, don't hesitate to let Lauren know on her Twitter account at SithWitch. As always, thank you, listener. We appreciate you listening and downloading both this podcast and the main Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast. All of us involved want to hear from you on what you like about Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition or your thoughts about some of your favorite solo character series or issues. So please check out all the ways to contact us in the show notes or in the outro of this show. Or you can always hit me up on Twitter at Stargate Pioneer. Until next time, I'm Agent Stargate Pioneer. Bye!
Thank you for listening to Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. If you want to contact us, you can tweet us at Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. on Twitter. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Swing by our website, www.legendsofshield.com. Look up our Tumblr page at legendsofshield.tumblr.com. Check out our Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. YouTube channel. Or send us a voicemail at 844-THE-BUS-1. That's 844-843-2871. Intro and outro music, titled Epic Dramatic Track, 2014 version by Star Sound. Black Adam S.H.I.E.L.D. Mission Report background music titled The Greater Good Epic Cinematic Trailer by Christopher Fisher Audio. Lauren's Mutant Musings background music titled No Looking Back by 407. And Neil's Mighty Marvel music titled Epic Cinematic Orchestral Background Music by Cinescore can be found at pond5.com. The opinions heard on this podcast are those of the individual contributors and do not represent Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. or Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition. Marvel Comics are the property of Marvel. No infringement is intended. We will see you on our next exciting installment of Legends of S.H.I.E.L.D. Longbox Edition.